Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
31639.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Betty Rowe, R-O-W-E.
Okay. Is it likely it could be under a different first name, or will it be Betty?
Sue, it may be under Sue.
Okay.
S-U-E.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I did locate an account with Sue Rowe. Can you verify the address just for security purposes, please?
736 Barney Parker Road, Nashville, Georgia.
Okay, thank you for that information. Allow me just a second here to pull up this information. And I do appreciate your patience. Okay, so the account that I've located here is for the streaming device. How can I help you?
Yeah. I ordered that on the 19th, wasn't it?
It shows here the order was placed, yes, on the 19th of March, correct?
For $7.95.
Yes, that was the shipping and handling.
Okay, that's all I had to pay, right?
That was a welcoming gift. It actually enrolled you into our, into our Gadget membership club. So I can see that to enter and to get the welcoming gift, you're automatically enrolled in the Gadgets club. And what that is you pay $67.32 each month. We send you a voucher via email that's worth $125 so that you can go to the online gadget store and make more purchases for different gadgets. You just pay the $67 a month for that $125 gift card.
I don't want that. All I wanted was the streaming device.
Okay, so you want to cancel from the membership?
I do. Can y'all put my money back on my card?
Let me take a look here and see exactly what I can do. Okay, let me see what I can do as far as with that charge. I can definitely cancel the membership for you. So let me just see here.
Well, if I ain't used it, I mean, it's just, I ain't even got the gadget yet. I ain't even got the streaming device.
Okay, well, it shows it was shipped out. Let me see if I'm able to track it, at least give you some indication on when it might be sent or delivered. I would have thought you would have received it by now. It says here that it's expected to deliver today, April the 2nd.
All right, but can you put my money back on my card?
So what I can do as far as with the charge, as a courtesy due to any misunderstanding of that membership offer, I can issue back a courtesy refund of 35%.
Why can't I get the whole amount? Because it didn't say nothing about being enrolled in a membership.
Yes, ma'am. So that information would have been listed in our terms and conditions. And when you originally placed the order, you have to agree to those terms in order to process the order through for that initial streaming device. So I'm sorry if perhaps maybe it just went overlooked, but I can at least meet you halfway as a courtesy and give you back a 50% refund, but we wouldn't be able to issue a full refund just because it's considered valid. You have to call and cancel prior to that charge being billed if you don't wish to receive any billing.
All right, well, just give me the 50%. That's better than nothing.
Okay, sure. Let me get that processed for you.
I'm on disability, and I have a hard time paying my bills as it is.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand, and I do, again, apologize for any misunderstanding of the offer. I'm going to issue back $33.66. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back into your account. The account has been canceled, and that prevents all future billing effective immediately. And I can provide you with the cancellation number, just if you would like to write that down for your records.
I don't have a pen handy.
Okay, that's not a problem. Well, I've got everything canceled. That refund went back successfully. Is there anything else I'd be able to help you with today?
Hi, ma'am, that's all.
All right. Well, I thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.